Welcome to Shomach Shava and Adaf. We're holding in Zvachim Dav Kuf Tezvov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a machlekes. When the B'chayre stopped doing Avoida and the Kohanim took over? One Shita in the Tanoim holds that already from Har Sinai, the Kohanim were the chosen ones. And the other opinion is that only once the Mishkan was built, so then the Avoida was the Kohanim, and that's what our Mishnah says. Now Rashi and Chumash brings that the Pasuk and Bamidbar says, Mitoich b'nei Yisrael, should we say that Yisrael were, so to speak, renting the Levim to replace them? Why? Because if Yisrael saw how avoided the B'chayrus, once the B'chayrus did the Avoido, u'kishechotu ba'egel nifsal, once they did chayt ha'egel, they were nifsal. Fa'alavim shal havdu avodazor nifchor tachtehim. So how Yisrael were nifsal from being the Avoido, the Shevet, Shevet Levi, from the time of Chayt HaEgel? So how does that fit with our Gemara? Our Gemara seems to say two different opinions. Either time of Har Sinai, that's when the B'chayrus stopped doing Avoida, or from the time of the Mishkan. But not from Chayt HaEgel. The first to ask this question is Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, the first Mefarsh on Rashi and Chumash. And he asks, brings on an apostate there in Bamidbar, how does Rashi say that the B'chayrus, the Avoida stopped the B'chayrus only from Chayt HaEgel? So the Mizrahi says two different ways to explain it. One way is to say, really, the reason why the Avoida stopped from the B'chayrus is because of Chayt HaEgel. But it was going to the Mandoma that already in Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, to be mafish the Kohanim. But the reason the Kohanim were chosen early is because Kadosh Baruch Hu's galui v'yadua lefonov, the Am Yisrael's gadu Chayt HaEgel. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, he knows the Am Yisrael do Chayt HaEgel. So in order to already prevent that, he already prepared the Kohanim to be ready to take over. And that's why the Kohanim were nifchar in Ma'amad HaSinai. But the reason why it says Chayt HaEgel in Rashi is because the trigger was Chayt HaEgel. The second answer of the Mizrahi is, we're going to Kotman Domar, that only from the Mishkan the B'chayrus stopped the Avoida. But why did they stop the Avoida in the Mishkan? Because of Chayt HaEgel, they happened before. So even though Rashi says that from Chayt HaEgel the B'chayrus stopped, but that means because of Chayt HaEgel stopped, even though it wasn't immediately, only when the Mishkan was built, that's when the B'chayrus stopped doing the Avoida. And very similar, says the Maharal in the Gurarye, in Shmoyz Periklan, Posek Tetzayin, he says that the Mishkan is Mokam HaShuas HaShchino. So it's not roi, it's not fitting for the people that did Chayt HaEgel to be oivet in the Mishkan. But before the Mishkan was built, they still were doing Avoida until the Mishkan was built. In a different place, in Shmoyz Periklam with Beis Pasuk Choftes, the Maharal quotes the first answer of the Mizrahi, and he disagrees with it, and it seems to be what's bothering the Maharal to come and say the Kohanim were chosen in advance. It's very doichek to say. So he says the answer is like a second answer, that it was done after the Egel, but only once the Mishkan was built. And we can add to this, that the Mishkan is a simen kapara for Chayt HaEgel. As the Pasuk says, Eile Pkudei Mishkan, Mishkan Eidu, says Rashi, Eidu is Yisrael Shekiper Lam Amas HaEgel. So the Mishkan is rectifying Chayt HaEgel. So immediately, if the B'chayrus were stopped doing the Avoida from Chayt HaEgel going forward, but when did it come, when it was implemented? In the time of the Mishkan. Maybe one can suggest a third Mahalach. At this, we have a Richus Dvorim in this, but Ein Kar Mekoyimer to be Marich. But one deal could do from the Rashi that we just quoted from Bamidbar. Rashi says, if Yishaisa avoid the B'chayrus, the Avoida was of the B'chayrus, u'kishechotu be'egel nifsalu, ve'alivim shalavdu avoida zara nifchiru tachtehim. Rashi speaks about the Avoida, and then he goes to the Levim. And this goes to a big Ha'or. What did the B'chayrus replace? Was it the Kohanim or the Levim? And on one hand, we know that the Avoida was B'chayrus. That's our Gemaras. The B'chayrus are doing the Avoida. I mean, they were the Kohanim. But on the other hand, Rashi is saying, and really it's clear from the Torah, that all the B'chayrus were supposed to switch with what? With the Levim. There was a Levi per B'chayr. Every B'chayr was switched with a Levi. Meaning the Levim took over the B'chayrus. So what was a B'chayr before they did the Chet? What were they Kohanim or were they Levim? So the Chor comes out that the B'chayrus were both. They were Kohanim and they were Levim. The B'chayrus did the whole thing. Then, once they lost it, so the Kohanim took over the Chelek HaAvoida, and the Levim took over the Chelek of the Kedusha. The Kohanim and Levim took over from the B'chayrus, what the B'chayrus was supposed to be both, and it was split into Kohanim and Levim later. And this connects the Meshiloach that we were before, the Lost Lovely, you won't have the hierarchy of Kohanim, Levim, Israelim. So also before, a Bechari was representative of each family, who was the Gdusha, he was the total Gdusha. After the Chait, now you have hierarchy, now you have Kohen, Levi, Israel, it splits into different levels of Gdusha. So maybe one could suggest like this. In Chait Egel, that's what Am Yisrael lost, the Chelik HaGdusha of Am Yisrael, and that went to the Levim. That already happened in Chait Egel. But at what stage they lost the Avodah? That's the two Shittas in Agamar. One Shitta says it happened in Har Sinai. They already Har Sinai, the Avodah was given to Kohanim. And the other Shitta says it wasn't the Mishkan was built. It's two separate things. The Gdusha that went to Levim happened in Chait Egel. What happened to the Avodah that went to the Kohanim? That's the our Sugya in our Gemara. Maybe that's how you can answer this question. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.